is Chris Jericho, and you are listening to Houston Wrestling Radio, probably the best podcast in all of Texas, and probably the only one I've ever heard of. So crank it up and enjoy.
Hey, this is Bret the Hitman Hart, and you're listening to Houston Wrestling Radio.
Hey, this is the Innovator of Violence, Tommy Dreamer, and you're listening to Houston Wrestling Radio, taking you to the extreme.
Hi, this is Booker T, WWE Hall of Famer, and you're listening to Houston Wrestling Radio. Now, can you dig that, sucker?
Live from La Cocina Studios, it's the 189th edition of Houston Wrestling Radio. This is Abel.
This is Travis.
Chris.
That's Chris. Thank you so much for tuning in, ladies and gentlemen. We very much appreciate it. If you're watching us live in Technicolor on the YouTubes, thank you so much. You can interact and send in your questions, comments, and what have you in real time, pretty much. And
the hell you say.
We'll have Portia.
We will do our best.
Yes, and we will have Portia behind the laptops typing away, looking at what you guys say. And if something interesting comes up, she'll let us know. So say hello, Portia.
Hi, everybody.
There you go. So, if you're not watching on the YouTubes, then, well, do it next week. You'll have fun.
While you're at it, Travis is wearing that hat for a reason.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the reason?
I like the hat.
Oh, no. Yeah, he likes the hat.
Well, no, what Chris is alluding to is the three of us.
Oh.
We just, yeah, you remember that, right?
Yeah.
We did
had a little menagerie.
Yeah, something like that. For a pop culture rewind,
Video
Game Madness Volume 2.
We play with ourselves.
Yes. Right. Did you like the title?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder where you got that idea from.
I don't know.
Okay.
Art imitates life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
But we thought we do a countdown of our favorite video game characters of all time. So
yeah. That was pretty fun.
Pretty interesting. You can go to popculturerewind.com. Check it out.
Yeah. So, yeah, that was a good one. It was us three jerks, but also there was another jerk, Scott the Scott.
From Scotland.
Yeah. Yeah, he was on there, too.
Jerk Cubed.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Four Horsemen. One episode.
Yeah.
Y'all welcome.
I think there's somebody at the door. What was that? All right.
Let's start with the opening of Raw.
Ah.
5 minutes in, Rollins grabs a mic, starts opening his mouth. What did he say?
He said that Roman's tweet is full of hooey.
Boy, that is PG right there.
No, that's G. And not like cool G, like rated G.
Matt,
like
Kenny G?
No.
This is what I got to work with right here.
He started pulling apart Roman's tweet, and that was kind of cool. I really did not expect them to...
It was basically a work shoot.
Yeah. Will WWE talk about it?
Ding!
Roman Reigns suspension. WWE will talk about it. So, yeah.
It was interesting the way they brought it up. Like, Rollins being the heel that he is, which for all intents and purposes, it's okay for him to be a heel now. But anyway, I digress. For him to like start off, try not to mention it, and then he kind of pauses for a second, and he's like,
yeah.
You know what? I'm not supposed to talk about it. We're all not supposed to talk about it. But I want to talk about Roman Reigns.
Yeah.
And, you know, him and his, you know, just smarminess attitude, just like tearing into Roman Reigns.
Dude, that crowd booed when they heard the sound of Roman Reigns.
Mm-hmm.
Good Lord.
But it was interesting. It's easy to be kind of a sucker for a work shoot angle.
Yeah.
And they're definitely going the route of that.
Yeah.
You know, of course, obviously. Hey, do we have the tweet up on the screen? Can we get the tweet up there?
Yeah.
Wow, that was very convenient for them to have it up there.
Yeah, for something he wasn't supposed to talk about and just came up with on the fly. That video graphic was readily available.
Yeah. And let's break down that tweet, shall we? Just like
ran him down.
That was a really good promo by Rollins. It just showed, it reiterated how good he is on the mic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They built up a lot of goodwill in the beginning of that segment for it to be washed and flushed down the toilet by the end of it.
Yeah? Why you say that?
I agree.
My anticipation level for this main event is at a zero.
Okay.
I'm telling you right now, it makes no sense for Roman to still be in this main event match with him being suspended. It makes no sense. Like, what do you... You're on an episode where you're announcing your co-partnership with the Special Olympics. Think about that for a second. Fourth person viewers. Special Olympics, you're announcing a huge co-partnership. And your main event of your next event is going to have a guy fresh off a suspension for 30 days for drug abuse. Let that sink in for a second.
Well, we don't know if it's drug abuse. It was a violation of the wellness policy.
For the violation of the wellness policy.
Drug abuse.
Still, regardless of what you want to call it or how you want to label it, sink that in for a minute. Wellness violation. 30 days. Mm-hmm. This could have been easy for Reigns to just sit on the sideline, come back at SummerSlam, and give us the match that we were thinking, hey, you know what? This would be good for SummerSlam.
Yeah.
Or if, hey, you want to really go balls out and finally have a reason to turn Roman heel? Fuck it. Do it this way.
This is the catalyst you need to turn in.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Situation's sake aside, this could have been a blessing in disguise if WWE knew
absolutely
what to do with it.
I agree, 100%. You know?
And they completely dropped the ball. Just on these three, they kept rubbing it in every night. It's a triple threat, it's a triple threat, it's a triple threat. Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. So, like, why the fuck do I want... I'm not even watching this match when it comes on.
And the sad thing is, they had an out in that promo with Rollins. He even said, he shoot me in this match. You know? And then that's right when everybody started coming out and... I liked, let's get to it, you know, first, you know, Ambrose came out.
Yeah.
And he had his little thing to say, and then...
I loved his promo, too.
Yeah.
Like, he kind of balanced it out. I was like, people make mistakes. I was your friend. That was a screw-up.
Yeah, I got some laughs out of the crowd. Yeah.
You wear tight jeans. That's a screw-up.
Yeah.
You know, it could kind of understand from his point of view. But still, regardless, at the end of the day, it's broken. You break a window, it's broken. It's done. Like,
right.
He should be out. And it doesn't sit well with me to a point where it kind of affected my my viewing of the rest of the episode.
Yeah. Like, I get it that the pay-per-view is the 24th and he is done with his suspension on the 21st. I get that, like, he should be back. But for the entire month and for the entire build of the feud, he's just not going to be there. Like... How do you work around that?
It's the elephant in the room.
And look, I can see what they're gonna try to do, which is they're gonna have other people mention Roman and remind us of the fact that it's a triple threat without actually having Roman on camera. Doesn't that somewhat defeat the purpose of being suspended anyway? Like, the whole reason why a suspension sucks is because you're in the business of fame. Mm-hmm. You know, like, you're supposed to get more renown and then get more popular and get more over. And the way you do that is by being in front of people's faces. And if you're not in front of people's faces, well, then that hurts your career.
Right.
So if you're suspended, it's supposed to hurt your career. They're not doing that because they're going to continue to talk about him, continue to have him in the match. All the other characters in the storyline are still going to be referencing Roman as though he's not there, as though, he's just somewhere backstage. You know, what's the difference?
It's like a ladder. You get to the top, you make a mistake, you have to start from the bottom. Right back from the bottom back up. You don't just, hey, save my spot until I get back. Like, that's like you're rewarding a mistake, you know? And not to mention, for your sake, about building up the storyline, we already got that. You remember?
How so?
Roadblock. Ah. Hey, let's get rid of Roman Reigns for a couple of weeks. Oh, suddenly Dean Ambrose is number one contender when Roman Reigns and all this stuff. And he was gone from television for 4 weeks. How was that?
Right.
You know, so these next 3 weeks of building up this main event storyline to this triple threat match, just with these three guys, I'm already disappointed.
What did you think about AJ coming out and then Cena coming out and then trying to make a vibe for their... I like AJ. Like, AJ was like, hey, you want triple threat? I'm your guy. Like, he was basically saying, I'll take a spot.
Yeah, that made sense because it was supposed to be a triple threat. Right. And I'll take your spot. Like, that makes complete sense. But then when they were, like, saying, especially after Cena was out, that they were like, going to make it a five-way. Like, wait a second. One, two, wait, what? There's an extra dude in there. Are they still counting Roman? Like, wait, why? And, like, it didn't make any sense. And if they were going to keep on counting Roman, why even have AJ go out there? You know, why even have CM?
It was a big cluster of a situation. Easily could have been resolved. Chris touched on it perfectly about how they had an out right then and there in his promo. And even then, I was waiting for some kind of authority figure to come out, and then Stephanie came out. And I was thinking, okay, surely she's kind of a heelish authority figure right now. She's going to say, yeah, Roman, he's out. You know, he had his chance. He's gone. Yeah. But no, she didn't do that. She's like, no, he's...
Yeah, what I was thinking was that, Roman, you're out. AJ and Cena, you two have a match tonight. Whoever wins is in.
Exactly. Yeah. Because that would make sense.
Storyline-wise, that would make sense. Yeah, of course, then it was like... Oh, AJ versus Cena again. Okay, whatever. Well, I don't know. I probably wouldn't have groaned at that match. I probably would have been like, ooh, AJ versus Cena again. But instead we got two other matches, which I liked.
Did you like the stipulation of if they won?
If you win, you're in?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
Rewind a bit. I hated AJ's promo. Like, it goes back to being like the jokey, whiny heel. That's not AJ, dude. We've seen AJ in Ring of Honor and in TNA and in New Japan being like, he doesn't have to stoop down to the level of, oh, you know I deserve it.
He wasn't being whiny. He was being cocky. He was being arrogant.
Yeah, it's just, for some reason, that AJ's promo fell flat for me. Like, I was like, dude, really? It's like, fuck. Cena's was actually more persuasive. It was like, dude, the last time we fought for a belt, I beat your ass.
Yep.
You want to see if you're what you're worth? You battle me.
Yeah, that's why I didn't have a problem with Cena going out there. If AJ's going out there, Cena's going out there. Yeah. You know, because they've been working a program.
The only problem is that's the other disappointment. I already knew from jump, as soon as Cena came out, they're going to cancel each other out.
Right.
And that was too predictable. Like, that's a waste of time. Hmm. Like, they could have saved AJ versus Cena at Battleground to open the pay-per-view. Winner of the match closes the pay-per-view in the triple threat.
That could have worked too, yeah.
And it just
there's so many different good possibilities or better possibilities than what we got from WWE.
So what'd you think of AJ versus Ambrose?
Was that it? No.
Yeah, AJ versus Ambrose. Close the show.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
I had a hard time staying awake.
I had a hard time watching it since my DVR cut off on me.
Yeah.
Towards the end.
Not because the match was bad, but just, oh man, Raw was just always so long, and I'm an old man. That makes you even older.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Get off my lawn.
But from when I was able to pry an eyelid open, what I saw, I liked. And, you know, everybody was having glowing reviews about the match, and Twitter was, you know, like, oh man, this match is pretty good. So, I'm not upset at the fact that that match happened. So, from anybody else that may have actually watched the match all the way through without falling asleep?
Well, I just said my DVR.
Your DVR, okay,
the
you?
Most background noise for most of the night, especially that match.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, he just said it cut the whole opening thing, cut him off for the whole show.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was trying to at least listen so I could know what was going on. And the stuff I did see was kind of enjoyable. AJ losing again to champions or former champions, it's not really a big, like, it doesn't, like, hurt his credibility. But if I already had the premonition before the opening promo even finished, and AJ had already screwed Cena out of his match, then that's I knew that was going to happen. Right. So what was the point of even trying to be invested in the last 20 minutes of the show?
Okay.
I think Cena's Cena's loss to Rollins was a bigger impact than AJ losing to Dean Ambrose.
Okay.
Because I didn't see it coming. I was expecting Cena to win this, actually.
Yeah.
Before really? At first. Yeah. Because I was like, man. Because Cena's been losing clean a lot lately. Since he's been around.
It has nothing to do with that. I was thinking, well, you just said it. I guess I was just thinking about that as well, too. That they're working a program together. So if Cena's in a match to get into the main event, obviously the club's going to come out and do something to interfere or distract him or whatever. And sure enough, that's what happened.
Yeah.
And then as soon as that happened, I knew.
It would have been a decent swerve if Cena would have got in, because it would have kept me stimulated for the rest of the show.
Are you saying that John Cena gets you stimulated?
Ooh.
I knew it. You got the vapors.
New Day versus the Wyatts.
Ah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes.
Y'all touched on something last week. I think they cranked that up to about 11.
Yeah.
I touched on something. Y'all were blowing it off.
He likes to blow.
No, that's true.
I just like to get off.
Unless you're talking about something else.
What?
Yeah.
I'm talking about, are you talking about Xavier Woods?
Yeah. Go for it.
First of all, they actually managed to get my intrigue up on this feud. I didn't think it was going to be all that, you know, but I was New Day coming out dressed as Wyatt's. I had flashbacks of DX and
Yes.
My only nit to pick on that is I wish they
weren't all black.
No. I wish they would carry through the promo as the Wyatts.
Like, actually mocking them.
Right, yeah. They just kind of, they weren't even down the ramp yet. They're already breaking the the mockery there. But it was okay. They were funny, as usual, but Xavier Woods, you know, being kind of not his normal self within the Wyatts hit.
Mm-hmm.
And, it was kind of weird, like, when the Whites came out, like, the mood actually changed. I felt it.
No pun intended.
But. Yeah, yeah.
I think the only nit I have to pick on this segment was last week, it was so subtle that we didn't even notice it.
Right.
And now this week, it was too fucking obvious too soon. I think they should have milked that a couple more weeks.
Yeah, I agree.
And maybe, like, saved it for the go-home show.
Are you talking about when
the whole Xavier Woods being, like,
Well, Bray was just going on.
Yeah,
about like, he focused him out on it, like, in a week.
Yeah. And I think with Bray focusing on it and with the audience, with us noticing it and it being extra obvious, I'm a little uncomfortable with the fact that Kofi and Big E are still oblivious to it.
Yes, that's a very good point.
Like, if Bray notices it and if it's really obvious to the audience, should be obvious to you too.
Was there a backstage? There's a backstage thing. Was that after? Renee. Was that after that?
It was after.
And they didn't even acknowledge that. Renee was asking him. Was like,
Xavier walked away, and everybody and the other and two went after.
Hey, man, like, what are you doing?
Yes.
Yeah.
But you're actually intrigued in a New Day feud again.
Wow, who'd have thunk it?
With the Wyatts. I don't know what it is, but I was, maybe it's because the whole Xavier Wyatt Bray thing.
Yeah,
I think that. That's got something going there.
Yeah.
Because I don't know where they're going. That's what it is.
Devil's advocate. Would it be acceptable to see Xavier Woods join the Wyatts? Would you buy it at this point in the feud?
It's too soon.
No. No. I could see him.
Because we don't know why he's like that. We don't, you know. He's just. Yeah. Every time the Wyatts come out, he's just like.
I don't expect him to join the Wyatts, but I think
that he's. A good brainwashing?
No. I think he's like a. Afraid of them.
That's what I got. Well, especially the first week.
Yeah.
Well, the first week he was just last week he was just kind of like mesmerized, like he was in a trance. He started walking in the ramp. This week he was just like, he looked like timid and scared.
What I don't want to see is Daniel Bryan joining the Wyatts part two with Xavier instead, where he just like comes out and then has the overalls, and then like a month later he starts a very slow yes chant and or whatever.
I think because of the
or starts a very slow W.
That's what it'll be. That's what it's gonna, you know why? Because going back to what you just said, Big E and Kofi are being oblivious to it.
Yeah,
I think this is just a whole big ruse. Like, it's a prank. They're being swerved, pretty much. The Wyatts are being swerved, and. I don't know where it's going, but I'm pretty sure Xavier's is kind of messing with the Wyatts right now.
So the New Day's idea to fuck with the Wyatts is to have Xavier pretend like he's mesmerized by them, and then at the end it's like, ha, gotcha, bitch!
Look at those cameras, you're all swerved!
Yeah. That'd be funny.
No one.
A little bit. Becky versus Natty.
Well, it's supposed to be Becky versus Summer.
Yes. I actually, as far as the feud goes, not so much. But I do appreciate the fact that they had Natty on commentary, and it was just going to be just a one-on-one exhibition match between Summer and Becky. Becky being the face, after being able to see after all that smoke she had to go through to get to the ring, she got in the ring, then she just went on the other side of the ring, rolled out, and just tackled Natty, pounded.
I like how she like threw a ring jacket.
Yeah.
And then, like, here's Summer, nah! And then, like, rolled out the ring.
Well,
and
that's what I'm saying. I like that it's bringing back, whatever is going to bring back some intensity in feuds.
Yeah.
I'm all for it. And that was a really good case of these two people hate each other, but they're 5 feet away from each other, not trying to kill each other. Why not?
Right.
And this is the case of, no, they are trying to kill her. She's trying to get at her because she's had enough.
Which, when was the last time you saw that with the Titus, women?
Oh, with women. I don't know.
Yeah. It's been a while.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. We'll get there eventually. Maybe.
Yeah.
Is there any... Do we have anything?
Let's see. Nothing as of yet. They're being shot right now.
All right.
Okay.
We'll give them time. How about one more round, Zayn versus Owens at Battleground? That summed it up.
I got something for you. I was expecting a stipulation to be added.
Oh.
Maybe a cage match or something. I don't know. They've even said it, that this is supposed to be the end of the feud.
Yeah.
So.
What would you pick?
I think it's steel cage.
Ladder? Well, okay.
Wow, we both.
Yeah. Why steel cage?
To me, that's always the end all for feuds.
Hmm.
Steel cage.
I'll go one step further. They have all that history thrown in Hell in a Cell.
Yeah. You said this before. Dude, they don't do Hell in a Cell for mid-card.
Make an exception?
No, they won't.
You would think they built up such an effort of this rivalry that they would have to top it off with something not unique, but something that would warrant it. Steel cage. You see that shit even on Raw. At least ladder matches haven't been whored out on Raw.
Yeah.
You know, that has to be something specific.
The only reason why I said ladder is because of Ladder Wars. You know, that's where...
their calling card from ROH.
Yeah, where Steen and Generico really, you know...
Yeah.
You know, put themselves on the map. But... Think about this.
WWE-wise, there hasn't been any ladder, other than their ladder match, Money in the Bank.
Right, but what I was going to say is that what the hell are they going to hang from the top of the ladder? You know, usually that's reserved for Money in the Bank or, a title match, and they don't have anything to actually climb up and get, unless they do like TNA and just have a big foam X.
Or hell, if they get picked for a brand split, the winner gets a number one contender shot at their respected brand.
All right.
I'm not tired. It's weird. Like, there's times where you feel like you get sick of watching it, and then they give you just enough to like wipe the slate, and you could tolerate one or two more Zayn Owens matches.
Yeah,
I wonder if this is legit going to be.
We're talking about the feud, but we didn't talk about the highlight reel.
Oh my god! Oh yeah. Oopsies.
Soak it in, man. Jericho.
I think once he started, that little gimmick.
That's
his 2016 thing. His new. Every time he comes back,
it's not gelatinous tapeworms. Now it's stupid idiots and right. Dude.
Yeah,
sponsored by Mountain Dew. Yeah.
Every time he comes back, he has some kind of new gimmick, new twist on his character. I think this is fine tuning his newest incarnation.
He ditched the light bright jacket for the scarf, the yak scarf.
Jericho. Okay. So we had a highlight reel. It was okay.
Yeah. They. I was kind of confused for a second when. I loved Sami Zayn in this promo when he was talking about, for once, be a man. Tell me why you started all this.
Yeah.
Because that was the one thing we never got out of Kevin Owens from when he was NXT, like why he turned his back on him and all this other stuff.
Yeah.
And he started like throwing out an explanation, like he's kind of turning around on him and saying that he's not the good friend and this and that. And I was thinking about like the way he was saying it, was like, that doesn't make any sense at
all. Yeah, it was like, all bullshit.
I get a good villain, like his, what you think is your point of view is that's correct. You have your own sense of morality. But this wasn't even making any sense what he was saying.
Yeah.
I would have loved Kevin, after all that ranting Sami Zayn did for like an hour and a half on that show, I was hoping for Kevin Owens to just grab the mic and just say, career versus career, drop the mic, leave. Like, just say the stipulation. Don't even give Zayn the satisfaction of a rebuttal to all that crap he said. Just drop the stipulation and just leave.
Wow.
You know, really put an impact that, this is how I'm going to end this feud.
And then Sami Zayn loses, so his career is over.
So he goes back to NXT.
Then, miraculously, somehow WWE signs a new luchador from Mexico.
Yeah! For season 2 of the Cruiserweight Classic.
Yeah, we finally get Generico. That's awesome.
Ironically... None of the fans chant Olé.
Oh, yeah, ironically, yeah.
How about your boyfriend, Miz, finally came back?
Oh, yeah, he's back. That's cool. What did he do?
He defended against Kane.
Oh, God, that's why I don't remember, because it was such crap. Yeah, people were like all on Twitter, like, oh, man, it's going to be Hideo Itami, or it's going to be Finn Balor, or it's going to be this and that. And people were just speculation running wild.
Especially
in
Tampa.
Yeah. Like, right? And it was like the one thing that, like, people were, like, genuinely getting excited for on Raw that was, like, not something that people were, you know, divided over. It was like, oh, man, this is going to be cool. This is going to be cool. And then WWE drops the biggest turd of the night. Where it's like, oh, it's
Demon. Second biggest.
It was, whatever. It's a turd. It's Demon Kane. Yeah. Like, oh, really? I was so disappointed by that. Because, I mean, they could have done something cool with that, but...
What'd you think of Maryse's strategy to get Miz to win? Or lose, actually, but still keep the title.
Or she faked an injury a la Lana?
Yeah.
I like the fact that even the Miz didn't know it.
Yeah. That was different.
That was different. I like the fact that he was unaware. And then backstage, it's like, oh, you turned me on. Let's go.
No, the first, like, when she first told him, like, that look on his face was, like, are you serious? Yeah, like, he actually had a pretty good reaction. I guess pays off.
Like, you're not hurt. It took a while, and that is
a very good compliment to both of them, that they both their characters are making this one nice
package.
So but there's no feud to go along with this package,
right? Unless it's with Kane.
God, hope not,
because it was a count out. So maybe
you shut your mouth right now. What's next on the topic?
Speaking of stuff we normally don't see, you know, the whole 10 count thing and everybody dives in right at the end of 9. What'd you guys think of the ending of Rusev versus Titus?
What was the ending?
They were fighting out in the ring and Titus jumped in at 8 and Rusev was out because they were still fighting outside and Titus
Titus threw his ass over the barrier.
First it was a double clothesline and then laid them both out. And then Rusev was going to charge at Titus. Titus just... Damn near hip tossed them over into the barricade.
Dude, I've been saying this from jump. This feud has potential. Like, I've been like kind of keeping my eye on it, but it's not like that big right now.
I don't know why I don't remember that ending. I wonder if I was falling asleep during that too.
It's hard for me to try to gain interest because Titus O'Neil, the human being, just looks weird. Like he walks awkward. He's awkward looking. He's too stiff looking. So it takes me a while for me to get past that. It takes a while for me to get past that. I know it doesn't get you to get past anything. And but dude, there's legitimate heat now in this rivalry. Like it's becoming a rivalry, you know? And I'm giving it a little bit more benefit of the doubt than I would have when the thing was first announced.
Yeah.
So now it's like, okay.
I mean, they're just brutal with each other. Yeah. They really are pretty stiff, I'd say.
That goes back to what I was saying, what I like about the intensity.
Yeah.
You know, make it look like a real fight.
Yeah.
Is there anything from Raw that I missed that you guys want to talk about?
Maybe? I don't know.
See, there was a women's tag match.
Wasn't there two things from the women?
Yeah, we are talking about. There's Becky and Summer.
Yeah, but there
the
was
the other one was the Paige and Charlotte versus...
Charlotte. It was Paige and Sasha against Charlotte and... You said Paige and Charlotte.
Oh, yeah. You know what I meant.
Sorry. Yeah.
Do you care about the women's division now that Sasha's back?
Not yet.
Really?
She hasn't done anything.
That means she's
and
on
Dana
TV.
Dana is still prominent in this fucking title picture.
Yeah.
Move her out of it.
But it's just me. Sasha pimp slapping Dana is the greatest thing ever. I'm just sorry.
She did pimp slap her.
Actually, no. What was better was last week when she returned. And Charlotte sends out Dana to go get her, and she just like cold cocks her in the face and knocks her ass out. That was badass.
Yeah.
That made Sasha look like a badass.
Or a boss.
Yes, I tip my hat to you. Yes.
I guess that's it for Raw.
Wow.
There's something else we're missing. I can't think of what it is.
Yeah, there has to be something that we're forgetting. Listeners, are we forgetting something? Let us know.
Is there anything in the tag teams besides New Day and
Oh, yes, we are missing something. Cassian Enzo starting the wave on purpose.
I wanted to bitch about that so
much. Bitch away, sir.
Oh, my God. As much as we've bitched before about the crowd going in for themselves and trying to take over the show, now we have talent in the ring endorsing it and telling them to do that.
But is it okay if it's prompted by the wrestler?
No,
because he made that argument a few weeks ago with Cena going, "Let's go, Cena. Yeah. Let's go, AJ. Let's go."
You're forcing.
Was on reaction to, "Oh, the crowd was already going to business for themselves, so let me act like I did it." But here with Enzo, it was Enzo. Nobody had an idea of doing a wave. Nobody was going in business for themselves. They were all fucking sitting on their hands. He went out there and said, "Hey, y'all, get up and do this and that."
This started two things for me that I could not stand for this promo to happen. First of all,
now it was in Florida.
Well, besides that, three things. Every sheeple in every arena is going to start doing the wave. Whatever. Secondly, this is the start of Enzo and Cass being nothing but enhancement talent.
Why is that?
They're now going to be fodder for just getting the hype machine pretty much for the crowd. They're not going to be...
They're going to be the Flava Flaves.
Yeah, they're going to be... they're going to be just the face team that goes out, that gets the crowd all excited and everything. And then they're not going to amount to anything as far as what titles or prestige or anything like that.
They're going
to
be the fluffers.
Yeah. They're the entertainment. That's all it is. That's all they are. They're the new comedy act. Santino's and everything else is what it's going down to.
Let me give you a little perspective. Would you have cared about that match at all if the crowd didn't do that? Because they literally beat enhancement talent in 45 seconds.
Right.
That literally might have just been a waste of time.
It was. The whole thing was a waste of fucking time.
So getting the crowd interaction didn't really...
No. It took them twice the time of the match to do the promo and the wave and all this other stupid shit.
It sounds like you might feel a little bit differently about that. Am I correct, Chris?
For all the negatives Travis pointed out, I like the fact that Travis might have neglected to notice the fact that we have enhancement talent back on Raw.
There you go.
Which we've been pining for years.
I like that.
Yeah, whether they use it on the right talent at the right time is something different. But slowly but steadily, especially if you're going to have the brand split, you're going to need to have some more enhancement talent to actually elevate some of your mid-card guys up to the next level. So other than that, dude, they killed those scrubs in like 45 seconds. okay.
Well, that's what enhancement talent's for. Yeah. It's not like they're going to have 30-minute matches.
I didn't mind that. I didn't mind that at all, but it was just the whole thing of what the promo was before the match.
Yeah.
If they just came out there and did his little opening, sticked on the mic, and just had their little squash match, fine, whatever. But getting that forced crowd reaction, that's the worst.
I don't know
part.
if it was that forced. I mean, he said, "Hey, do it," but then it wasn't like, "Okay, fine." It was like, "Hey, well, y'all," everybody was like, "Fuck yeah, this is awesome," and they did it. You know, so right. I mean that seems a little different to me. You're saying forced. Well, he suggested it, but it wasn't like, "Oh, this sucks and it's forced." It was like they were enthusiastic about doing it.
Let me try to rephrase it for Travis. It was a bad suggestion for him to tell the crowd to do the wave because you're going to be seeing that shit every week now.
Yeah.
What if it becomes their thing?
Why? Why is the wave... You want that associated with Enzo and Cass? Every time they come out, everybody starts doing the fucking wave. Are you like the next time you go to a live event, are you going to do the wave?
Sure, why not?
Oh, for fuck's sake. I don't even why I asked that question.
I don't even see him getting up from the chair. He ain't doing no wave.
That's true.
So WWE news.
Seats of Toyota are all kind of small.
Lesnar's on the cover of 2K17.
Oh, okay.
Does that put in perspective from the Goldberg promo when you saw the Suplex City sign and the reflection in the window? So I guess they're going to be doing something with Lesnar and Goldberg in that game.
The video game that Lesnar's on the cover of, if you pre-order, you get Goldberg. Okay.
Got the gears trying to turn in your head there.
Yeah.
Well,
maybe there's a little something to
that. They announced that
there's UFC 200. And out of 200, And out of 200 video games, no, I don't know. I can't do it. I was trying to go do an Illuminati conspiracy theory thing, but I couldn't.
They're probably going to do a showcase story for Goldberg where you can try to beat your own, you make your own streak. That's probably why they're adding the Halloween Havoc stage.
So I was thinking they're going to have a Lesnar showcase.
Oh, they're doing that too.
Yeah.
But it'd be interesting because you. Has there been some kind
it
of.
It all leads up to WrestleMania 20.
Yeah.
I feel a rewrite of history coming up.
Yeah. The greatest WrestleMania main event of all time.
That closed the show, right?
Yeah. It was great. It was the best match ever. Stone Cold was a ref. Oh, God.
Everybody got stunned.
Yeah. Special guest timekeeper was HBK. Special ring announcer was God. Like, it was awesome.
No, Triple H and HBK had a one-on-one match for the title.
Ah.
So if Lesnar's fighting at UFC 200, Travis, what is Paul Heyman going to try to do to fill some time in the void? This leaked out today. There's some smatterings of this today.
Obviously, he's going to challenge Donald Trump to a debate.
What?
In Scotland, of all places.
What?
Wait, raise your hand if you want to see it.
I'm raising my hand.
I'll see that. I'll watch that. Hell yeah.
Porsche's raising her hand.
Yes. Okay, so a Jew and the Trump walk into Scotland. And...
What? Did you say the Jew and the Trump?
A Jew.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Drumpf.
Drumpf.
Yes, there you go.
Drumpf.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Why? What does he want to debate him on? Like, what? He's
who cares? I want to see him. fighting.
He just. Okay.
I just want to see him verbally abuse Donald Trump.
Heyman and Trump going at it. It's going to be huge.
No. No. I'd vote Heyman Lesnar for 2020.
There you go.
That's a hell of a ticket right there.
That is a hell of a ticket.
There were going to be an assassination with Brock Lesnar around.
Yeah.
Boy. How about the brand split? We've got some leaks about the pay-per-view schedule for the rest of the year.
Oh, have we?
Yeah.
Mm. Got some news out of that?
Mm. They're bringing back...
A leak away.
They're bringing back Backlash after SummerSlam.
Good. I always like that name. Yeah. I don't know why, but I do.
Somehow, it's not a joint pay-per-view. They're doing Clash of the Champions. And Ticketmaster's listings actually updated the date to reflect the name. It's Clash of the Champions.
But do we know if it's Raw or SmackDown?
It's Raw.
It's Raw. Yeah.
Really?
Raw.
You sure? Yeah. How do you know?
Schedule leaked on
okay.
this picture. TLC is a SmackDown pay-per-view, and it's going to be in Dallas.
What?
Yeah. TLC is a SmackDown pay-per-view, and it'll be in Dallas this year.
No, I don't want to go, Chris.
I think it's going to be kind of difficult to give gimmicked pay-per-views to one or the other brands without maybe there being like a counterpart to that, you know? Because like, oh, we're going to have TLC. Okay, that's great for SmackDown. And Raw is going to be Clash of Champions, like where it's just a pay-per-view for normal. But oh, TLC, tables, ladders, and chairs. We're going to have a ladder match and table match and this. Blah, blah. Like, I don't know. That seems a little unfair. Don't you think? Unless there was like some other way to counteract that, counterbalance that?
There's kind of that.
What?
It's called a 3-hour show on Mondays.
Oy.
So SmackDown gets all the gimmick pay-per-views.
Oh, yeah. Ugh. Like, we get more ad revenue, but you could have the ladders.
Weren't you saying, Chris, before we started recording that Clash of the Champions, that should be like a joint?
That should be. I was thinking that would be a joint pay-per-view where like Intercontinental versus US champ and Raw versus SmackDown champ.
You mean have a Clash... Of your champions.
Yeah. You wanted bragging rights to come back.
Yeah.
That's a subtle replacement.
Maybe that will be a replacement for bragging rights.
Then what's going to happen to Night of Champions?
Who cares?
Oh. <I don't know.
laughs> Rename it Vengeance the way it used to be.
Ah.
How about them apples?
Yeah.
That's it for WWE in a nutshell.
Wow. So should we get ready to do a break?
Why not?
Okay. Was there anything that the peoples were saying, Portia?
Not really, but I just realized something when you were talking about UFC, though.
What?
I don't know if you have mentioned last week, but CM Punk 203?
We mentioned that.
Oh, yeah.
It's official for September.
Yeah. Okay. So
CM Punk.
Mickey Gall.
I really do think that they should have, you know, the listing of the fight asterisk, the bottom, card subject to change.
No, if you were talking about a perfect out for Roman Reigns at this pay-per-view, with those four little words at the bottom of every pay-per-view poster,
yeah,
just get rid of him.
I wonder if that's going to be like CM Punk's thing. It'll be like, Phil, card subject to change, Brooks.
DLC for 2K17 in April.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, we're talking about 2K17. Who posted? Was it me? Who posted the?
It was me.
About you can only play three or four times a year.
There's rocks on the cover.
We had some.
Want me to pull it up?
Yeah.
Yeah, you pull it up.
See what kind of smart asses we have right here.
All the smart assery.
We had some good responses on that.
That was actually kind of funny.
Yeah. All right, here we go. Randy Mays. Lesnar should just be Goro. Make him a boss character with his own play mechanic. In universe mode, he could just show up to every big four pay-per-view and challenge either the champ or some other overstar. And then Colby Primo says, there's a special controller set up where every button does a German suplex.
The sad thing is, that's probably going to happen.
And then Constantino Aquaman Martinez, he says, every time you play, your friend says something stupid. Daryl Hughes, game converts over to UFC 2 6 months after release. That's great. Hector Reyes, all the buttons will equal to countless suplexes. So it's kind of the same thing as the other guy. But yeah. Good job, peoples. Good job.
Will the curse transfer over?
Which curse? Diverticulitis curse?
No. UFC so 2. Sensitive. UFC 2. Conor McGregor and Ronda Rousey were on the cover that night that the announcement was done. Both of them lost their title fights. Ooh. So now that Lesnar is on the cover of this game, is he going to lose to Mark Hunt a month before he comes back for SummerSlam?
Mark Hunt. I know. I heard the same thing the last time he mentioned that name.
Losing to a Samoan on the pay-per-view before SummerSlam.
Wow. Hmm. Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
You want to take a break?
Sure.
Yeah.
When we come back, we'll talk Lucha Underground, NXT, and are we going to do some other stuff? What else we got?
That's about it. That might be it.
Okay. Yeah. Well, then, ready and break.
This is Jeff.
This is Aaron.
And this is Deep in the Heart of Texas Podcast. If you like films that are full of blood, guts, and gore, and
whores, if you like boobs, if you like women, you like the Scream Queens, the Scream Kings,
Movie reviews,
and toys, and collectibles,
then look no further than this horror podcast.
Check us out on Facebook, social media sites, Podbean, iTunes.
Deep in the Heart of Texas.
Bring the whores, we'll bring the funny,
and we will keep it scary.
Hey everyone, check out our podcast, Pop Culture Rewind, where you can join myself, Xavier, and sometimes even Chris as we talk about our favorite movies, TV shows, cartoons, music, video games, and much, much more. So always check us out at popculturerewind.com. You can find us on iTunes and the Stitcher Radio app. And always remember to pop your culture.
In a world where two friends...
This is Mandy.
And this is Aaron.
Two chick friends decide to have a podcast about geeky stuff.
Say something into the microphone, mother...
Join us for danger...
Spiders!
Oh god, they're made out of metal and stone and they're the size of cartwheels.
It's on my face, struggling like Joffrey at a wedding and he's ripping at his throat.
Babe, help me.
And it's full of demons.
And it's full of demons.
Romance.
There was this really hot chick down by the river and she took her clothes off and I had to have a tumble.
Asking the hard questions.
Why would they spend half a chapter talking about a rock that fell over?
This is Cast Your Quest. coming to the ESO Network.
This is an awesome story.
I know, right?
I can't wait to see it when it comes out on video.
This is WWE Hall of Famer Tito Santana, and you are listening to Houston Wrestling Radio. Arima!
All right, guys, and we are back. Thank you for sticking through the commercial break. We very much appreciate it. We have more stuff to talk about, huh? So what are we going to get to first here?
More news.
News?
Yeah. You know, one person that we shouldn't...
Quit laughing.
Some person... I offended some people last week. One person we shouldn't offend is Vader.
Ah! And why is that?
Because you might end up wrestling him.
Oh, shit.
Some Fed in New York is booking Vader versus Will Ospreay.
Oh, shit.
Life imitates art, huh?
You know what? That is a genius booker.
I think that's a genius play by Vader to just pick on Ospreay so he can have a match and have the internet afire. Because for a week and a half, we've been wondering, well, what the fuck's going to pay off with this Vader-Ospreay?
Yeah.
And now we're getting a match. Dude, Ospreay had a match last week and he actually used the Vader bomb. Vader-Ospreay is going to be good.
Okay, well, hold on. When you first saw the flyer...
I thought it was fake.
Me too. Yeah.
I thought it was so fake. And then they had the link for the tickets. I was like, all right.
Did y'all see what Scott Hall had to say about that?
No, what did he say?
He said, hey, yo.
I'm sure he said that too. He started off with that. That's his lead in.
Right.
But no, he said, leave it to an old timer to work himself into a booking by being a hater on Twitter.
Yeah.
That's an extra check for Vader.
I guess so. Hey, that money's just as green and no matter how you get it, right?
Yeah, I tell that to Hernandez.
Don't you spit it.
Oh, boy.
Real men swallow.
Ah.
Travis.
Yeah, I just saw this. Hernandez trying to pick a fight, and he lost.
Yeah.
There's a very bad security footage thing, so it's kind of hard to see what started it, what was the catalyst for it.
Well, it was down at the VFW on Cypress, which, you know, we've all been to. Right. We know it's not like a state-of-the-art facility.
Right.
So I'm surprised that they even had a camera.
Me too. Me too, actually.
Yeah. But okay, so...
I'm surprised it didn't come with a crank.
Who says it didn't?
Who says... That explains a lot!
Who says it didn't?
Yeah. So...
Vaudevillains music in the background.
Yeah. I don't really know exactly how to feel about this.
I'm hearing the music playing on now. Watching the recording.
You know, on the one hand, we've had...
We just been banned by the PFW.
Oh, yeah, I know. On the one hand, let's establish what happened for anybody that doesn't know. There's video footage of Hernandez and a local wrestler named Brent McKenzie. Brent McKenzie. I don't know why I couldn't say that. And there is an altercation. Brent was sitting down backstage, and you see on the footage that they are talking, saying something to each other back and forth, and then Hernandez kicks him while he is seated, and then that's when he gets up and starts wailing away on Hernandez and, like, really gets in a few good shots before it's broken up by a couple of other people.
I'm going to go like this, and if you get hit, it's your own fault.
Actually...
It works.
Yeah.
It works.
It wasn't
what
that...
What can I say?
It wasn't that misguided. He actually got in some pretty mean direct hits. Yeah, he really...
I'm waiting for Dana White to announce him as the next UFC fighter.
Doy. Yeah.
He'll do anything for a buck.
Brett McKenzie versus Big Country.
The following match in
catchweight.
There you go. There you go. UFC 203. In place of CM Punk. Because you know that motherfucker ain't gonna make it. But anyway, okay. So back to the story at hand. Yeah, I'm not really sure how to feel about this. Because the few times that we've interacted with Hernandez, we've had him on the show twice. He's been nothing but nice.
And we've met him afterwards, after the recordings at respective shows and signings. And
yeah, when he was down here at the Pasadena Convention Center for the Bustin' for Autism, I saw him at WrestleCon this past year. Hell, before then, you know, we've seen him several times. He's always been, like, super cool with us. So, you know, I kind of You always hear, oh, so-and-so's a hater, so-and-so's a bully. And, like, that kind of happens a lot with Hernandez, but honestly, I never see it.
And we've never been on that end.
Yeah, we've never been on that end. And everything that came out of this incident locally was, oh my God, he finally got what's coming to him. Oh, it's been a long time coming. Oh, he's been an asshole forever. Blah, 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 blah.
Talk about a long time coming. I'm going to give you the opportunity to moisten yourself. Tell us who gave out this news of the whole incident.
Oh, it was Big Daddy Yum Yum, Byron Wilcott.
So you notice he kind of paused for a second, like he didn't want to say it at first.
Take it in, man.
Big Daddy Yum Yum. Now, see, that's the other side of this whole coin. Big, you know,
how many sides of this coin are there?
Well, there's two. Big Daddy Yum Yum, every time that we've interacted with him, he's been great. He's been awesome. He's
more
been really,
so to you.
Yeah. Well, he's been
more, you know, so to Randy.
Oh, that's true. He's been, you know, nice to all of us. He's been on the show a couple of times. Hell, when old what's his name got fired from the performance center. What was that fool's name? The guy who used to be the trainer who like was bullying people and stuff.
Oh, Bill DeMott.
Bill DeMott, there you go. Like, after Bill DeMott got fired, Wilcott came on to the show and told stories about Bill DeMott, and he didn't pull no punches. So, like, I trust Byron, you know? So, you know, everything coming out of his side was that, yeah.
They're close personal friends.
Oh, yes, of course.
He said everything came out of his side, because if he would have said everything that came out of his mouth.
So, it's weird, because both sides of this camp I trust. And both sides of this camp I've had interactions with where they've been more than nice, you know? So I don't really know. You don't see or hear, and nobody's talking about whatever was said before the kick. Yeah, Hernandez was the one to first initiate physical violence. Yeah, he was the one who first kicked McKenzie. But what the hell were them two talking about before?
KFC over churches, maybe? I don't know.
I don't know. Coke versus Pepsi? Who knows? Taco Bell versus Chipotle.
Yeah.
You can't compare those two. What's wrong with you?
Okay.
Somebody mentioned something about
Chipotle
the end of the Valor Club.
Burritos. Burritos is way better than Chipotle. Yeah.
You mentioned food. No.
But Freebirds. Freebirds does all of
them. Yeah, they were a great tag team.
What?
They're fabulous.
So, yeah. Something about them.
Fabulous. They'd be huge.
Something about the end of the Valor Club. Your look of disgust. That needs to be on a shirt.
Travis's look of disgust just on his face just on the front of a t-shirt.
It'll sell millions, I tell you. Millions in pesos, I tell you.
Let's see.
With this catchphrase.
No, sir, I don't like it.
Aww. What a fail. Try it again.
No, sir, I don't like it.
There you go. Travis, look at the camera. And make the face.
No, I'm not gonna do it on command. Just cause I'm not a puppet. I'm not your toy.
Nah.
Oh wait, I got an idea. I love Dana Brooke. There it is.
There it is. There it is.
This is why I'm here.
The famous Belden snarl.
Oh boy.
Now see, why would you go off and say something like that?
You know, you don't bite the hand that feeds. He's the one that wanted you here. So now you're like already 1 foot out the door.
Oy.
Brooke. No talent hack.
What's worse, talking about food around Abel or talking about Dana Brooke around Travis?
Talking about Dana Brooke around Travis, he doesn't like her. I actually like food.
But with you might lose a hand if you talk to him.
Well, yeah.
Come back with
a hand if you're lucky. If you start talking about sausage, you better run.
Reach your hand and come out with a stump, you know what I'm saying?
Speaking of,
he struggles with buttonfly pants, though. That's a trick.
The best chorizo that's out on the market. No joke. I'm dead serious. The best chorizo that's out on the market.
Jimmy Dean, right?
No. It's called Papa Grande. And I know it sounds stupid and it sounds like I'm making shit up. Papa Grande chorizo is the best chorizo.
And that's the best transition possible into NXT.
You know who's on Grande? Dana fucking Brooke. That's who's
on
Grande. Get me all routed on her, I'll tell you. Fake ass hair, boobs, everything. She can't wrestle with the shit. She can't even put a fucking foot on a rope, for God's sake. What the fuck?
First impression of Ari.
Of Dana? She sucks.
Of our Austin Aries dancing.
Who?
Austin Aries.
The fuck is that? Oh, yeah.
NXT.
Oh, not Dana Brooke.
Yeah, because, you know, if you talk about her, then...
No.
Where do you find this chorizo?
H-E-B. Kroger's. There's some good chorizo.
Is it next to the Nolan Ryan beef?
No, it's with all the other chorizo, man. Come on!
Austin Aries turns on No Way Jose.
Those are two completely different animals. Beef is cow, chorizo is pork, which comes from the pig.
And Dana sucks. Y'all happy? Are you happy, y'all? You directed this train wreck of a show. Me and Abel are trying to be professional over here.
Yeah. It's live. You can't take that back now. Well, when Dana Brooke gets fired, we're never going to be able to interview her.
Good.
It's okay.
Because she will get fired.
You just calm yourself down with some delicious Papa Grande chorizo, and you'll be fine.
And that's how
we're
you lure.
We're not sponsored by Papa Grande chorizo.
Porsche, send him an email.
God damn it.
I don't even care if we don't get sponsorship. We just want product.
Free chorizo.
And you're complaining about my sweaty hands.
It stays on you.
Yeah, I don't have it. His mind doesn't project.
Yet.
I'm working on it.
Hey, A-Double, turning on No Way Jose.
Yes, Arn Anderson, No Way Jose. I didn't say Arn Anderson.
Wrong A-Double.
Stop thinking about meat.
You got the wrong A-Double. You're thinking double A, motherfucker.
Let's try this again. We're transitioning into NXT, ladies and germs. Let's talk about No Way Jose and Austin Aries.
Dana Brooke has got germs on him.
I got nothing.
Podcast title. Let's talk about Brooke, baby. Yeah.
No, that was just stupid, Chris.
Well, not as stupid as Dana Brooke, but...
See, you're learning. You're getting it. Yeah. I think you sweaty son of a bitch.
Why do you wipe his sweat on me?
Because you're right there.
Yeah. Your cat is right behind
Besides,
you.
Besides, he's seen what we do after hours off air anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Aries! Jose! Talk!
No way.
It stinks.
Nothing that we're going to say is going to top what we just talked about, I guess.
Yeah, okay. So, Aries, what the fuck happened in this segment? Why? How? What? Like, okay, people were booing him, and he said, hey, hold on, fellas, I'm a face today, just give me a second. Like that, right there, I was like, oh, jeez. And then like, he just, like, started interacting with No Way Jose, and he was like, hey, you're a cool dude, I like you, I learned something from you, I gotta be more positive. And then the next thing you know, we have No Way Jose and Austin Aries shaking their groove thang. And I'm so confused. Like, is this cool? Was it funny? Did I like it? Did I hate it? Is this ruining Austin Aries? Is this cool for No Way Jose? Is this... What? Huh? I don't know how to feel.
Man, you thought way too much on that.
Okay.
I can understand that. The way it was presented. That's exhibit...
Too much.
Exhibit number 8,432 of taped television. Because no one in the Full Sail audience saw... the promo in the back of Austin Aries right. and No Way Jose. Had they had that context before the No Way Jose match, the outcome of the entire audience would have been different. The whole delivery of the segment would have been a whole lot better, and you would not be scratching your head to the point where I can see your scalp right now.
Well, you can't anyways, but...
But wouldn't he have seen the promo, though, first?
No.
No, the fans in Full Sail. The fans in Full Sail were already booing Austin Aries.
Are you trying to tell me the fans of Full Sail messed up a segment for something?
The hell you say?
No. What ruined it for me?
Uh-huh.
Was...
Dana Brooke.
Oh, no. See, you're going to start somewhere here.
I just had to. I'm sorry.
I'm just having flashbacks in the last couple of weeks of us trying to make this show shorter and more streamlined, and we've just ran to 10 minutes on Dana Brooke.
And chorizo.
It's like five minutes each, but anyway, so No, what
really? Wait, do our listeners have an opinion of either Dana Brooke or Chorizo?
I hope not.
They're asking what are we drinking and why wasn't Brian invited?
I got water.
I'm on meds.
I got nothing. So, what's his name?
No Way Jose.
No Way Jose. Austin Aries.
Yeah. Yeah, no, what ruined it for me was not even a day later, WWE posts like stuff that happens on NXT, like videos.
Right.
So they showed
the dancing part.
Austin Aries turns on they showed all that.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, who did he turn on? He turned on No Way Jose?
Yeah.
What?
After all the dancing, they went up to the ramp, and Aries knocked him the hell out and put the last chancery on him. Oh my god!
That's why you're confused. You didn't watch the whole thing.
I guess not.
You slept through everything this week.
No, didn't you? Actually,
that was my problem, and that was your result of that is the issue that I had with it. It went on too long.
Yeah,
he should have turned on him.
I didn't realize that he turned on him afterwards.
We're trying to run a show and it's failing miserably, Chris.
Yeah, I guess so.
That's what happened.
I have Bitch. No idea. Somehow I missed the end of that segment. I guess it's like, okay, well, they're dancing away the end of the segment.
You thought, because he went out of the ring and then he started going off.
Yeah.
No,
what the hell?
No, he knocked him the fuck out.
Oh, yeah. Well, good.
Yeah.
And then all the fans started cheering for Aries for turning heel.
Aw, shit. What the hell?
Well, the YouTubers keep a secret if we just like restarted this entire second half and jump.
No, man, this is
like just take the blue pill and no one will ever know.
No, man, this is gold.
Yeah. Gold, Jerry. Gold, I tell you.
It's B-roll, but this fuck's too lazy to edit now because it's all on YouTube. I'm surprised we still get intro music.
Yeah. By the way, yeah. Brian does love sausage. And by sausage, he means Dana Brooke. So.
What?
So that was you at the Pride Parade last Sunday. All that sausage. Yeah, Ryan. All right.
Sausage is very different from chorizo, by the way.
It goes in and comes out the same way.
Maybe.
Oh, shit. What kind of chorizo are you eating?
Baba Grande, I'm telling you.
It's grande. Perfect 10 against Only. Or whatever that guy's name was. Biff Busick got renamed again. But Ty Dillinger's loss. What'd you guys think of that?
Oh, that was somebody?
Yeah, that was supposed to be somebody.
Okay, I didn't know that was
somebody. Well, he was making his debut as that new character, whatever his name was.
Oni, whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
He debuted originally at the tapings in Orlando when they were at the CFE Arena.
Mm-hmm.
As a different name, I forget what it was. But he's supposed to be like the next Cesaro, maybe? That's the impression I got from the announcers, the way they were building this.
Yeah, because he did the same fucking uppercut that Cesaro did.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah. I really wasn't expecting him to win. I thought this was going to be a match that would showcase 10 against some jobber. And the jobber turned out to win. And I was like, oh, okay. I guess I should care about this guy.
That just further proves what I was saying about Dillinger. That's all he is a glorified mechanic. That's all he is.
Yeah.
Is that a bad thing?
I don't know.
If you can help get over your opponent and help better the product, it's not a bad thing.
Yeah, that's fine.
But they got to figure out what they want to do with him as a character.
Right, because I think,
job on SmackDown. I wouldn't mind seeing it.
I think he has potential with the character, though. You know, like
in Full Sail.
Yeah, I guess.
That Tim gimmick, that ain't getting out of Full Sail.
You sure? It's one syllable.
And it's easy. It's hand signals, it's one syllable, and...
Not for the whole arena to go, no, it's not, he's not that over.
Well...
It's not about him being over now, it's just of him becoming over.
How good of a package was Adam Rose when he debuted? And they put him over on the main roster. How miserably that it fell. That gimmick, that was a perfect gimmick that they had.
How long did it take before Daniel Bryan's yes chant got over?
Stayed fucking Brian though.
That took him a couple of years.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
I don't know.
I hope you're not comparing.
Oh no, not at all. Okay. I'm just chance in general.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that I see potential there with Ty Dillinger.
So you still see something there?
Yeah, I see. There's something there.
On the flip side,
yeah, there's something there. His back on the mat, but
Do you still see potential in Nia Jax after her loss to Asuka?
There's still potential there.
After this match with Morgan.
Honestly, the match itself, I wasn't too paying attention to, but I'm still sticking to what I said before, is like I still see that potential in Nia Jax.
Yep.
Maybe some kind of not a total rape package, but maybe new attire, maybe new something different to.
Yeah, it doesn't need to be a complete. Just
evolve, update. Yeah, update. Yeah, the look maybe. Yeah. Somehow.
Maybe. How about the return of Bayley against Peraza?
I'm trying to remember that. I don't even remember.
This is a standard. This is a one-on-one match. But that's your Ferrari chick, right?
Yeah.
What'd you think?
I'm over Bayley.
Yeah.
Really?
Like it feels like her uniqueness has already grown out of itself. Like it's time for her to repackage.
Or maybe move up. She's done all she can do in NXT, maybe?
I think Dave Meltzer, or some wrestling geek, said it best that it's hard to invest in Bayley the underdog when she looks like your mom's best friend or something. Because she's old now. She's not the young little girl that she was when. Dude, she doesn't look like a little baby face anymore. She looks like she's old to me.
Define old. I'm trying to figure out what. Okay, are you? Oh, he's Jerry Lawler. That's what he's.
Oh. So
that's you're doing your impersonation.
There you go. Yeah, congratulations.
Okay.
How about Nakamura against Murphy?
I don't know. He's old.
Age never stopped you.
Seriously, Nakamura. Do you think they're using him too much? Like, because I always consider Nakamura as a special attraction, but they're kind of like having him, you know.
Well, he was a special attraction to you because we only watched New Japan stuff once every now and again. In New Japan, he was a full-time wrestler.
Right.
He wasn't like Brock Lesnar. He was there on every show.
But for us in the States.
Yeah, in the States. Now he's on a show in the States, so he's going to be on every show.
The matches he had towards the end of New Japan might have been a special attraction because he had been in New Japan for so long.
Mm-hmm.
He's just starting in NXT. So if you're going to mirror the career like he did in New Japan, the first couple of years in NXT, he's going to be there pretty consistently.
So you think he's going to be in NXT for 2 years?
One, tops. The pop that he gets every time he comes out, it gets louder. It doesn't get duller.
Yeah.
So while he still gets those pops, if he can go, keep going. You know, I don't mind it at all right now. I mean, I was interested in Buddy Murphy the character because he was getting the shit beat out of him by Nakamura. Otherwise, if it was Buddy Murphy against Dana Brooke, I wouldn't have given a fuck.
Oh, Dana Brooke. Oh, no.
Do you understand?
Y'all are still waiting on something I'm not going to give to you.
Okay.
I'm not your puppy.
Oh.
Hey, are you guys disappointed that they're actually going to do Balor versus Nakamura on NXT television and not the TakeOver?
No.
I think I gave you my what I think why they're doing that.
Yeah, I think you told us that on the Facebook Messenger. Tell the people
what you said. I have a suspicion. That because this takeover is the Wednesday before the draft,
right?
It's the last Wednesday before the draft,
yeah.
And they're gonna have they're not saving this for a takeover. Why?
Because maybe Finn's not gonna
not
be
takeover. Right. That show, that match is gonna be on the Wednesday before the draft. Yeah. I think it's a takeover, but they're not saving this for takeover because takeover's gonna be after all the draft stuff.
But what's the difference if Zayn was already on the main roster before he had the challenge with Nakamura for the takeover at WrestleMania?
Because I was confusing nobody like that. Right? Like, yeah. That was the criticism that we had. Mm-hmm. I know I had. Like, mm-hmm. With Kevin Owens going back and forth with Cena mm-hmm. and Joe and all this other stuff. And we're mm-hmm. like, well, who was he? What roster is he on? What the hell? What's going on?
Yeah.
No, I seriously think they jumped this match up on NXT. For the draft purpose, or for the brand split, and he's going to get called up. One of them's going to get called up, if not both.
Okay.
I was about to ask, is it too obvious that they move Finn up? No. Because I was actually thinking, dude, Nakamura's fucking ready, dude.
Yeah.
Dude, he's been ready. He's ready.
He's on the same level as AJ Styles, if not above that, and AJ Styles didn't have to go through NXT, so.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
My only thing that I'll go back, I think I said this when Nakamura was first coming over. I said I think Nakamura might be a more of acquired taste or for a niche market. Mm-hmm. He's not someone like an AJ Styles where everybody kind of knows what you're getting with AJ Styles.
Right.
You got somewhat of a language barrier.
Yeah.
With Nakamura, you can understand him, but you have to pay attention. And let's be honest, his gimmick itself is just out there.
Yeah.
His mannerisms, his movements, everything that is, I don't want to say it's not going to get over in a big, you know, Raw or SmackDown general audience level, but you never know.
Yeah.
So
here's the rebuttal to that. There's already another Asian on that NXT roster that can deal with a slower. I don't know the right way to put it, dude. You already have Hideo Itami on the roster.
How dare you?
His English is worse.
Yeah,
and technically he has no gimmick. He's just another dude that kicks.
Hey, Nakamura not still hired. He's not still on the fucking roster. They fired him.
Nakamura, you could just show the same promo video that you showed before TakeOver Dallas that explains his love for Michael Jackson and Freddie Mercury from Prince, his fighting style from MMA.
Queen,
yeah. And that's all the explanation you need for fans on mainstream to understand Nakamura's gimmick. Hideo Itami really doesn't have a gimmick. He's just indie wrestler that can beat the shit out of you. Which is what half of NXT is. You know, Nakamura is ready to be at least on SmackDown and given a shot.
Okay. I can see that. I mean, Hideo Itami isn't as defined.
I say give him a test run for sure. Nakamura. Put him on a pay-per-view or something and see how the general audience, the mainstream audience, reacts to him.
Maybe like on a pre-show or something?
Not even on the actual show? That'd be an insult to him for a pre-show, I think. But something. Unless you're going to have some kind of like NXT special bout or something on a pay-per-view or something.
Yeah.
Maybe a SummerSlam.
What if Clash of the Champions was Raw against NXT?
That'd be interesting.
That'd be weird. Why Raw?
NXT tag champs against the Raw champions, tag champs, and then the Raw heavyweight champion against the NXT champ?
Maybe. I don't know. What about SmackDown?
Fuck SmackDown.
They get TLC.
Nah, I don't know. They get TLC.
That's it for NXT.
Yay.
Yeah.
Oh, no. One last thing, because I think we started to talk about this, but we somehow went off the rails earlier. Balor Club.
Yeah.
We not talk about that.
I was trying to.
Balor Club, of course, when the trademark, you know, when that all popped up, people were like, oh, Balor Club, they're not going to do Bullet Club, so they're going to do Balor Club, all this other stuff. Well, now it came out this week that WWE abandoned their copyright, they abandoned the trademark for Balor Club.
Really?
Yeah. They're opposing the, what's it called, oppose the registration or something like that, oppose the, I can't remember the verb.
They're going to stick to the club.
Probably.
So.
So, I don't know what that means. Well, I guess if he does get called up, you don't have to worry about Balor Club because he'll be part of the club.
So. Yeah.
Hey, really?
Is that such a given that he will be in
the club? Why else would they drop that gimmick altogether, or that whole trademark altogether? That means they don't want to make money off of it.
I guess so.
Dude, not to mention, if you're going to start posting tweets from the second AJ Styles gets signed that Finn Balor's like, hey, waiting for my friends to show up. If they're going to be promoting these wrestlers' Facebooks and Twitters and not go through with whatever they're sharing, then they either need to clamp down or just go for it. Or just leave it at the hell alone. Because it doesn't make any sense. Like, we've mentioned this before. Sometimes the best stuff is the easy stuff, and it's right there in your doorstep. You're not doing anything with it?
It's almost like, what's the point of signing all these guys?
Actually, you're right.
I think that might be resolved at the brand split.
You think so?
I don't know what else they can do, man.
SmackDown Club?
Smack Club?
No, you'll have
the Beatdown Clan.
You'll have one for Raw, one for SmackDown. You'll have
Gallows and Anderson on Raw, and you'll have Balor and AJ on SmackDown.
You'll have the Black and White on one, and the Wolfpack on the other.
Why?
And then the Latinos will get in the action too. And, wait, there's
no the Cruiserweights will get in the action. The 38-on-4.
Did we talk about that last week? They announced that Mauro and Daniel Bryan are going to be the commentators for the Cruiserweight Classic.
No, we did not
did
say y'all, that.
Did y'all watch
way
videos?
To rub it in on Bryan.
Right? It's kind of bittersweet.
That's got to suck, dude.
It's bittersweet, ain't it?
Yeah.
Like, we get to see him, but it's a reminder that That's always... Well,
maybe he should be like the boss battle. Cruiserweight Classic winner meets Daniel Bryan at WrestleMania.
He's just taking notes. He's getting a front ringside seat.
He's scouting the talent. Yeah. Yeah.
Fucking Taskmaster.
Dude, that'd be badass. Like, if that was like...
Yeah.
Like, he goes through the whole tournament and he gets up, puts the headset down, and is like, okay. And he gets in the ring. Oh, God. Did y'all watch any of the videos of the...
I saw the parade.
Yeah, the parade, the presentation. They showed
everybody.
Well, there's a commercial on Raw for it. Yeah. I loved everything I saw, the presentation. The lighting and everything. Apparently, even on the I didn't read the spoilers, but I heard that like even the way they're the when they win a match, it's kind of more
like a fight feel.
Yeah, like the ring announcer will get in, they'll get in the ring and then they'll raise their hand and they'll announce the winner. And
oh wow,
yeah,
that's cool.
So I'm looking forward to this thing.
Yeah,
badass.
Can't wait.
Yeah. Do you need a towel?
No.
You okay?
Yeah. Speaking of Daniel Bryan trying to pass the torch.
I thought you were about to say, speaking of Daniel Bryan passing away, what? No.
I loved...
Like, you watch your whore mouth.
I love the closing segment with Prince Puma and Rey Mysterio on Lucha Underground.
We're segueing into...
Yeah.
Because it had nothing to do with
Daniel
Bryan.
Yeah, I guess
Passing the torch, like the boss battle, Daniel Bryan against the Cruiserweight Classic winner, Prince Puma and Rey Mysterio.
Okay.
I see the stretch
you're making.
Yeah.
Fucking so Puma versus Mysterio for free television.
Yoga pose stretch over here. Yeah.
For Ultima Lucha Dos.
Uh-huh. Yay. Okay, cool. It's a respect match, brother.
Yeah, just give us a match already.
Yeah.
Really?
I mean, they really try to make a big deal of it. Like, oh, Rey Mysterio is, you know, the guy who was a pioneer. If it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be here, blah, blah, blah. Like, okay, that's nice. You guys are going to have a match? Good. Now shut up and let's do something more interesting. Like, I don't know. It's
really?
Like, yeah, like, I don't care.
Like, I'm kind of with you. Like, I got it. Like, I know what they're doing, but it's like, okay.
Yeah. Like, oh, they're going to have a nice little match. Okay.
Dude, with a show with like dragons flying everywhere and all these moths and every shit, all these snakes and shit, dude, this promo about respect. Come on,
someone ate a dude on that show. They're gonna have a nice respect match.
I was trying not to.
A guy was killed twice, and he came back to life twice on this show.
And you know what you're talking about? Respect.
Yeah, we're gonna have a nice little respect match. Ass. Oh, okay. Now, unless Rey Mysterio all of a sudden just, like, bamfs it everywhere into the ring and, like, just becomes, like, this mystical, actual Mysterio person in the middle of this match.
Like fishbowl and everything?
Yeah, fucking, yeah, fishbowl, all that stuff, like...
The Spider-Man villain.
Yeah, yeah.
His name's Mysterio.
Get it? Yeah. Unless he starts doing crazy shit like that, I'll be like, oh, well, there's a twist.
But, actually, like, I'm surprised Lucha hasn't done that with Mysterio.
Yeah.
Writing on the wall right there.
Yeah, I mean, he used to have the crazy ass contacts in WWE. He doesn't even have that now.
Right?
Now he's just fucking old ass Mr. Miyagi
phoning it in, man.
Yeah, it's like, hey, I'm the veteran here, and this is how you should fight Dragon Azteca. Let me teach you how to fight. I'm like, that's it. Okay. You don't have any mystical powers?
Is this a strike at Lucha Underground?
Why are you not the Riddler? You already have the question marks. The fuck?
You combine Mysterio and Riddler, right? It's like Marvel DC.
That's a strike on you. You don't cross streams with Marvel DC.
Sorry, excuse me.
What? What are you trying to say?
The comic between Marvel and DC that combined.
Oh, Amalgam.
Yeah, thank you.
Amalgam. Yeah. Amalgam in the middle?
If we were trying not to pass up and surpass the derailment that we did before, you, my friend, and you, Porsche, y'all both successfully just did that.
Ah, yes.
Fine. Let's try to bring this back. Travis, Black Panther's debuting in Ultima Lucha Dos?
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
That was terrible.
Really?
Yeah, really, yeah.
Okay. All right.
It looked bad.
Okay.
It looked...
Like the costume.
Yeah.
Okay.
But the voice and everything and the growling like a real cat was fine.
I missed the days of Dana Brooke.
That bad! That bad! Look, you made the cat run away. Oh my god.
When Travis is scary pussy, you know that's a big problem.
Every other Tuesday.
Not every Tuesday, every other Tuesday. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's got to recharge.
I guess so.
Yeah. No, this is bad. Like, it looked low rate. It looked, like, cheap.
Bengali didn't look cheap.
That's true.
That looked like a luchador from Mexico.
Okay.
Bengali did. This looked, I don't know.
What's like the kiss demon?
A little bit. Like that bad. Like something you've seen WCW from 2000.
Sponsored by Marvel.
So like compared to Drago, you think he looks worse than...
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So you're cool with Drago?
Yeah.
Will an origin story fix it for you?
No. The costume itself, I couldn't get past the costume. And when he started talking, he's like muffling over his mask.
Like Bane?
Yeah. I was like, get the fuck out of here. What is this, man? Is this what we're going to be expecting from Lucha now, the budget cuts and all this other shit?
You've only adopted a dog. I was born in it.
Because we couldn't afford electricity.
Because we're Mexicans.
I didn't say it. This motherfucker said it right over here.
Because when you say it, it's racist.
Yes.
When I say it, it's documentary.
Again, that's all him.
Puto.
Híjole.
That's you.
HWR, sponsored by Papa Grande Chorizo.
You can send all your complaints to HoustonWrestlingRadio@gmail.com.
My match of the week pick is Mariposa and Sexy Star teaming against Ivelisse and Taya.
Okay.
I'll give you that.
Boom. Is that my match of the week pick? Please, it's definitely a candidate. You hope it's not?
I hope not.
It's not match of the year.
No, I'll pump the brakes. No.
It was entertaining. It was cool to see. It left me wanting a lot.
Which is funny because this was the match where I texted you all about. I was like, I'm getting sick and tired of these stupid.
Let's put the unfriendlies together.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
That was the match I was watching. I was like, come on, don't get along. And because that's been a theme ever since Dario came back in the season. It's like, that's all he's been doing.
Like, it worked in season one with the Trios Champs. Let's do it for every team.
And it worked in Mexican wrestling ever since Mexican wrestling was invented. But let's just gloss all over that because nobody heard that part of the promo.
Right.
There were two matches tonight that had teams of unfriendlies with each other.
Yeah, he said he had an explanation.
And they explained it, that it's a tradition in Mexico to have teams that don't normally get along to team each other for the greater good, which in this case would be medallions.
That is not the case and the storyline that they're putting over. The storyline they're putting over is Dario is a dick and he's doing this for his own good. That's
for his own entertainment.
Right, that's the story. So this commentator.
So this whole episode of them multiply explaining that this is for medallions again, and that doesn't matter.
No, medallions matter, but to what you're saying doesn't coincide with what the presentation is.
You didn't hear Stryker during the six-man tag?
I don't care what Stryker said. That's not... No. There's no correlation between that and what the storyline is doing. Stryker just said that.
See, they could have... I think I'm going to side with Travis on this. They could have still made it about the medallions.
Right.
But not put a fucking odd couple team to say, oh, well, it's about the medallions. Like, they could have had, like, just a team that would get along, you know? Bitch. And still have it all about the medallions.
I think the whole, between from the beginning to end, I don't think this came across as Dario being a dick. The proof I have for that is when Black Panther was in the office with him.
What's his real name? We're calling him Black Panther, but they
Nightclaw.
That's even worse.
That sounds like bad.
So when Nightclaw was in the ring in the office, he was being overconfident, and Dario gave him advice that out of the seven Aztec tribes, his tribe was the first to lose because they took their overconfidence and turned it into arrogance. Mm-hmm. So he gave him advice. That's not something a dick would do, especially if he's giving him a medallion. So from the beginning of that segment, even though it was hard to watch, that gave me the impetus to think that this isn't Dario being a dick. This is more of tradition of why they're putting these teams together. And the fact that they even announced it during the six-man tag that Killshot and Marty the Moth had to get along to the point that Marty, for a second, offered the tags back to freaking Killshot so that they can get along to win these medals. It was more along the lines of, let's put our bullshit aside so we can try to get a title shot, as opposed to, hey, Dario's a big penis because he's been a big penis every time he's been on the show.
Let me ask you this. On this commentary, since I apparently missed it, and I guess you missed it too.
I guess so.
Whenever Stryker was explaining the whole tradition about the foes teaming up, did he start that off by saying, even though Dario's doing this for his own amusement, it's actually, you know, tradition and this and that. Did he explain the Dario's aspect of it, or did he just go on and start explaining the tradition of it?
He explained the tradition of it.
So, but my point is, if he had, he could have redeemed that, and he could, this could all be connected, had he said at the start of that, before he went into the explanation, he could have said, you know, I know, hey Vamp, I know Dario, he likes to go into business for himself and be for his own amusement, have these guys team up together, but did you know, and then go into the big explanation.
You're trying to link the backstage thing in the beginning. Remember, the announcers have no idea of what goes on backstage in Dario's office or in the Malcolm ring. You are talking about it because you're mentioning it.
No, that, I'm talking about overall the whole season. This is what Dario's been doing. And now all of a sudden you're saying, because Stryker just happened to say it now, that it's tradition. You should have been saying that from jump, bitch. That's that tradition. You're just saying that because Stryker said it. If Stryker had said that Dario's been doing this because he's a dick, but there is, you know, there's a reason, you know, there's a tradition in Mexico about this, and he can go on for that. If he explained, if he tied Dario into what he said about the explanation of that, that would have been okay.
Or if he had said that Dario is following tradition.
Something to where he ties in Dario with tradition, and he didn't, from what you're saying. I can't hear you.
I think you're reading a little too hard into it.
Me?
We've had a season and a half of Lucha Underground before Stryker or Vampiro finally explained that the reason that they go over the top rope after everybody's already gone out of the ring isn't for it's for showing off. It's for trying to one up each other, which I never knew. Which I would have wanted an explanation in episode 2, season 1, but we got it later. And the fact that I got it later, I understood and I put it behind me. Like, it made sense. Like, I didn't need so much thought into just realizing it. So.
I think, personally, we may, just a tidge, spend a little bit too much time on this whole
thing. Oh.
Yeah,
let's move on. Thank you. Son of a bitch! What else we
got? How about the heel turn for Famous B?
Oh, Famous B. I don't know if it was a heel turn for Famous B or more of an incompetence turn for Mascarita Sagrada. He just kept losing. He was just sucking. So, yeah, why not? Kick that fool to the curb. He could get himself some better.
I don't want to see Famous B in the ring as a wrestler. And I think that's where he's going with him versus what's his face.
You've been adamant this entire season. You just want him as a salesman.
I wanted him on those commercials.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't want him in the ring. Like, I didn't want. I thought that was a perfect gimmick for him just to continue that.
So, you wanted a wrestler on a wrestling show to not wrestle.
This isn't a wrestling show. At times we have struggles in communicating. In this instance, we read each other.
The tables have turned.
Oh, shit.
And it sucks to do the heel turn now because the fans were chanting the phone number.
Yeah.
Dude, wasted opportunity.
Oh, man. They could have milked it at least for Ultima Lucha 2 to have him do the turn and then just think about all season. Or, like, why?
Or not even do it like that. I was confused at why he had just settled on Mascaritas.
why didn't he get a better...
No, not drop him or anything, what he did, but like get like 3 or 4 guys, have a stable of clients.
Mm.
You know? And then maybe have something to work with, but it seems short... short-sighted a feud.
Pun intended?
I made it funny. I didn't mean to, but I did.
Man, it's
I'd do it again too if I had to.
It sucks because up until the turn, I hadn't been this invested in the whole storyline. Like, the chick Brenda's like, I love you, it's okay, it's okay. And she'd hug him, and he'd be all up in her chesticles and everything, and he'd forget all about it. And Fimsy's like, all right, you'll be all right. Crowd's already on this, all behind them, chanting the number and everything. It's like, man, man, I can't wait to see how higher it'll get. And already, he pulled a rug from under it.
Give me my shoe! That was funny.
I think Masquerita's first win is going to be at Ultima Lucha against Famous B with Brenda in his corner. It's going to be funny. I'm going to like it. But the what if? You know, yeah, what if they would have kept going?
There's a good
what
opportunity.
If, what if Masquerita's tag team partner was like a 7-foot Brenda? Tall monster?
Do you or think anyone? That there's a possibility that they could kind of reverse it all? And after Masquerita beats Famous B, then Famous B will be like,
I'll pay you double.
No, yeah. this was what my plan was all along. You beat me at Ultima Lucha. Everybody's chanting for you. Everybody loves you. You're famous. I told you I was going to get you to be famous.
Damn, I like that. And with Lucha, it might actually happen.
It might work. Yeah. With Lucha, that crazy shit wow. kid is okay. Yeah.
This WWE, I say no, it's crazy.
Up, then he knocks up yeah. Brenda.
Ooh, probably already has.
Ooh. It won't be that high.
Yeah. Oh. Step stool.
Oy.
So we have Daga with a medal. Nightclaw is going to debut at Ultima Lucha Dos with the medal. We have Marty the Moth, Killshot, Sinestro de Muerte, Sexy Star, and Mariposa. Those are your 7 for your Gift of the Gods match at Ultima Lucha 2.
Okay.
Right off the top, do you see a clear-cut winner?
No. Mm-mm. Nope. Not Daga.
What's a Daga?
Yeah, what's a Daga?
Seriously, what is it?
Apparently, it's a snake charmer. okay, who else? Okay, Sexy Star. I'd like for her to win it, but I don't know if they'll give that to her.
It's not same Mariposa.
With, same thing with Mariposa.
Who no, else? If a female's going to win, it's going to be Sexy Star.
Yeah.
But I think that might be season 3.
Okay.
I don't think
Nightclaw, Marty the Moth, Killshot, Sinestro.
Sinestro
de la Muerte.
The yeah, the yeah.
I was thinking the Green Lantern villain.
No. Yeah, none of those scream. I mean, maybe Sinestro, that way he gets back at, you know, even now, I mean, you're talking about who's going to go up against Matanza. I mean, I don't know.
Who says Matanza is going to be the champ when they want to go cash in?
Oh, that's true. It could be Pentagon. But then again, none of these people have beef with Pentagon. So, I don't know.
Yeah.
Sexy?
From
that feud in first season?
Yeah. Yeah, you might be right. Okay, well, yeah, fuck it. Why not Sexy Star?
Done.
Okay.
Maybe. Is it?
That's it for Lucha, man.
All right.
Yeah.
Do we have got anything else? Is that a show?
That's it, man.
Holy
That's
crap. The show. All right. Well, Porsche, do we have anything from the peoples? Or anybody saying anything?
Or are they out buying chorizo?
Yeah, buying chorizo. They're going on about woman that shall not be named. I don't want to see you go on a tangent again.
Oh, no.
They're just trying to press your buttons, Trav.
Yeah.
Not that
they're
easy.
On the hat.
His buttons.
Yeah.
That's what they're doing. Yeah.
Which you can hear all about it on Pop Culture Rewind.
No, here you go.
These guys are on there too.
Yeah. Yeah.
That doesn't help your downloads.
That's true.
Anything else?
Push Scott. Keep us in the background.
Anything else or are we done?
Y'all are done.
We're done. All right.
More ways than one.
Oof. All right. Adios, my friends. Keep it classy.
Toodles.